Okay, hello. Right, disclaimer first. Quickly do that. Hi, this is Local Broke Girl. If you happen to be listening to this audio that is from a platform that isn't my Reddit or Soundgasm account, Local Broke Girl, then you're probably listening to this audio on a in a place that has re-uploaded my audio without my permission. And I would appreciate it if you could go to the original source and listen to me from there. This is not self-promotion. I have to record this disclaimer every single time because I don't want people stealing my works. Okay, now that that's out of the way. I actually had like a really cool intro. Thought I was gonna be like, hey, didn't see you there. And then I'll be like, it's because we can't see each other at all. But I forgot about it. So it's not that great of an intro anyway, so there's no point. Okay, depending on when I upload this, well, it should be around Christmas time. So for you, it's either the 23rd or the 24th. Currently, it is the 24th for me. It is 12:30 in the morning. So it is fresh. It's a fresh Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, motherfucker. But yeah, that's basically it, you know, Christmas Eve. And I know that some people may feel a little bit lonely during the Christmas season. So I thought, you know, it hasn't been a while since I recorded, like, let's not be lonely together audio. But I assume it's been a bit, okay, because I've been posting like all the like the not safe for work stuff, and then the safe for work stuff that I've been doing has just been like script fills and requests, and well, I say that but it's only like one of each, and and like just generally a little bit more like cuddly stuff as opposed to just like talking and rambling in general. So yeah, I thought I would do one of these again. So, you know, if it's Christmas time for you, which it should be if you're if I post this like tomorrow morning, I thought that, you know, we could keep each other company for like next like half an hour or so, just like talking about random things. And in the background, I'm just playing a playlist filled with songs by Keshi because they're chill, and yeah. What should I talk about? I really should have made a list, but I hit 200 followers on Reddit. Technically now it's like, what, 210? 211? I'm not gonna be doing anything to celebrate that. Like, I mean, I'm really grateful if you've been following me since like I started. Yeah, since I started making audios like about like a year and a half ago. If you have been listening since then, like, thank you. You probably know how bad they were when I first started, and even now they're still pretty bad. And, you know, if you're a new listener, or, you know, you started listening to me recently, welcome, you know. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to my audios. Thank you for upvoting, for leaving comments, for leaving me messages and all that stuff, or, like, giving me awards and everything. I think that like this year especially, I kind of rebooted my account and like came back from hiatus like what, in November or late October, early November, and I'm like, the reception that I've gotten in both Pillow Talk Audio and Gone Wild Audio has been really nice, and I'm so grateful to have met a community that has been very welcoming and accepting of who I am. I know that I have a lot of shortcomings, and sometimes I may say things that are a bit in my audios. So, I mean, that's what like the anonymous feedback form is for. You know, if you feel like you can't call me out in the comments or like send me a DM or anything, you can always tell me there in the form. I take these things seriously. I'm trying to better myself and everything, and I'm trying to think of like what I need to say. And like, I know I've made quite a number of mistakes in the past, and I am hoping to be able to grow from them and trying to learn from my mistakes and move on as a person. So yeah, thank you for 200 follow. Thank you for the 200 followers who listened to me. What? But yeah, I really am very grateful for this. I think when I started doing this about a year and a half ago, it was mainly just for like funny haha. So it's just like haha, like, you know, some people have told me that my voice is nice, and else, like, there were a couple of people who I listened to who heavily inspired me to do this. Like, or rather, like, they were like, whatever they said, like, really resonated with me, and I was thinking I want to be able to do that for others as well. And part of me must not deny wanted the validation and wanted to be able to interact with like the people who, like, you know, kind of whose audios have helped me as a fellow creator as opposed to just like a listener, you know. So a year and a half later, after a couple of breaks in the middle and like irregular posting, you know, I started back again in like late October, early November, and it's just been, I don't know, it's been crazy. Like, I remember when I first received my, like, when I received my first award from someone, I was just like, huh? Like, someone gave me an award, like, why, you know? And I think it was like one of the few times that I got a lot of recognition, kind of all recognition, I suppose, EPS as per se. But yeah, I remember I was so happy about it, I took a screenshot of it, and then I posted it on like my Instagram, and I was just like, oh my god, like, someone gave me an award, I never actually experienced this, and I was like really happy. Yeah, so there's that. And then yeah, I feel like this is too much of a reflection audio. Like, this is meant to like keep you company for like next half an hour, and all I've been doing is just like, thank you, blah, look at my past and everything, like, like, oh my god. But yeah, yeah, I'm grateful, and we're gonna move past that now. yes, so Christmas. I'm actually quite excited for Christmas. I'm glad that, like, you know, despite what's ever happening during the pandemic right now, this music is getting a little bit loud now, isn't it? Yeah, I'm really glad that, like, even though the pandemic is currently like ongoing and everything, like, the Christmas spirit doesn't really dampen. But I feel like that was not right English. It's fine, it's fine. But yeah, I think one of the reasons as to why I associate Christmas with like such happy thoughts is because I've been lucky enough to have a family that celebrates Christmas and has given me a lot of good memories for the holiday season, even though I am not Christian or Catholic or like any or like Methodist or whatever. I am unsure about Christianity in general, but I mainly see Christmas as like the season of giving, and I think especially when I finally figure out like how to give good gifts, like, it just made like the holiday season a lot better for me, because like it was always just nice to see how people would be surprised or like genuinely happy at like what I got them, instead of giving like the, oh, this is so nice, thank you so much kind of look, you know. So it's because of that, which is why I put in a lot of effort into like giving gifts now, because I want to see them be happy about it. And yeah, so I've been really lucky to have had very blessed Christmases so far. But I understand, like, you know, that's not the case for everyone. Some people don't celebrate Christmas, some people don't have anyone to celebrate it with, but that's okay, you know. There's no reason for Christmas to be more special than the others, you know, if you don't really celebrate it, even though everyone makes it out to be. You can, well, I guess you could always see it as like a bit of like a day of self-care, you know. Like, usually during the week leading up to Christmas, there's always one day that like my entire family is out, And so I usually take that day to go buy myself a pint of ice cream and watch like a really bad Christmas movie. And then I kind of just like chill at home on my own for like one evening. And it always feels nice, you know, to kind of just have that time to myself. And for this, like for this one, I actually used that time to record my my fucking catgirl audios. Oh my god. Yeah, I used that time to like record my catgirl audio, so it's actually kind of the fact that like people are actually like this, like But yeah, so you know, like indulge a little bit if you can. Like I think that's kind of like the general message, you know, if you can. If you can't, like that's also fine. I know there are some people who are working during the holidays, and you know, if you can push through it, you know, at least you're gonna see like your colleagues, hopefully you like them, and then you have some people to like hang out with on Christmas on like a day where like, you know, it may feel a little bit lonelier than the others. So yeah. Do I have any funny Christmas anecdotes? I don't think I do. Oh, I had like a sleepover last night. That was pretty fun. You know, it was just nice to like catch up with my friends, you know, drink a little bit of gin and tonic, have pasta, and then like sit on like some juice boxes after that. And like at one point we all got into like our underwear and just started taking pictures, and it was quite fun. What else did we do? Oh right, yeah, we gave presentations as well. And so the theme was like the people that we sim for, or, like characters that we sim for, and it was actually quite funny. If you follow my Twitter at local broke girl, if you want to follow, but you don't have to. Actually don't follow me. I don't post anything good there. But you'll see some chaotic tweets, but like my new one of my tweets is like quote of the night, "I don't want to fuck a whale," and I think that's and that's like I think out of context, like that's kind of funny. Basically what happened was that one of my friends, like in her simp list, like she had this anime character who wears like a mask, and the mask is like an orca. Basically, we were just like, "Why the fuck do you put him in there?" And she was just like, "That's just indicative of my issues, okay?" And we were just like, "Uh-huh." And it just became like the running joke of the evening. And at some point, she was like, "I don't want to fuck the whale." It was just so funny. Yeah, iconic tweets from last night. Oh, at like 6 a.m. because I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was just like, "I am not awake. My spirit is just having fun." I think that's kind of funny. It was really fun just to, like hang out with them and everything. I mean, today wasn't exactly the best day because like I felt a little bit like ooh, a little bit boo-boo the foo, as some might say. Yeah, and but you know, like I took a shower, took a nap, and then took another shower, ate a bit, and then like just like called some of my friends and everything. And you know, I'm feeling a little bit better. I mean, I'm not feeling at like peak condition, but you know, still pretty okay. So yeah, there's that. What else have I been doing? I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley. I got married to Sebastian, who is my emo boyfriend, who is now my emo husband, and I love it. Oh my god, he's just like such like this sweet. He is such a sweetheart. I love Sebastian. Like initially, my like the person who the next in line for my romantic interest was what's his name, Alex. But then he insulted Sebastian, and I was just like, "I don't fucking like you anymore." And then next in line was Elliot, but unfortunately, Sebastian still wins because I enjoy the emo boys. And it really do be like that sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, I've enjoyed playing Stardew Valley, and I was actually thinking about making like an audio where I just play Stardew Valley, but I'm pretty quiet when I game. Ooh, she's a gamer girl now, innit? I'm so quirky, except myself. just shoot me in the face. Delete my existence now. Yeah. So, Stardew Valley, there's that. What else have I been doing? I really haven't been doing much. I've been studying a lot. Now I'm currently on my Christmas break. Though I actually have like a couple of essays that I need to write. Oh shit. I forgot about my fucking podcast shit. No. Oh, I'm so fucked. No, I didn't. Shit, the deadline was like at 2:59. You know what? I'll record it tomorrow and like post it tomorrow and be like, sorry for like the late response. I haven't even done the readings. It completely slipped my mind. Oh my god. That's what happens when I get into the holiday mood. My chances of becoming valedictorian. Gone. But yeah, speaking of school, next semester begins my guidance counseling for my thesis topic, which I'm actually really excited about. And that sounds like the nerdiest shit I could ever say. Like, I can't believe I'm excited to do my thesis. But I think it's kind of like a good thing that I'm excited to do my thesis, because like, it's a good thing. Like, me trying to justify it, and I'm just like, no, it's a good thing that like I'm excited to do my thesis. My case study is probably gonna be on the show Terrace House, because like it's been almost, okay, I wouldn't say it's been almost a year, it's been like half a year, you know, since the incident. And since the show has been suspended or like stopped completely. But when I did a little bit of research on it, I had to do like a mini research paper on like whatever topic I wanted, and I chose Terrace House to be my case study. There were so many things that I hadn't realized about the show that finally surfaced, and there, a lot of questions had been brought into play, had like come up, and I was just like, oh, you know. Especially when thinking about like Japan's global image, like what do you think about? And then when you think about Japan, the first place you usually think about is Tokyo. So what is the significance of Tokyo within Terrace House? Because they now have two seasons in Tokyo. Tokyo 2019 and 2020, which has now stopped. And Boys and Girls in the City, you know. How else are Japanese people portrayed in like other environments such as Hawaii, which is shown in Aloha State, as well as like Karizawa or Yokohama and Okinawa in the first season, Boys and Girls Next Door. I have so many thoughts about Terrace House, because like it touches on like almost every single topic. You can talk about like sexism, you can talk about reality TV, you can talk about global image, you can talk about racism, you can talk about customs in Japan, you know, like and like there's just so much to unpack within like the little things within just like, because, and you know, because like Terrace House is marketed as like reality TV, and like, you know, there's no script or whatever, and the way the show carries itself is definitely a lot more different than, you know, Western reality TV like Love Island or The Bachelor or Big Brother. What else? Drag Race, Sugar Rush, Hell's Kitchen, etc. You know, like, yeah, when you compare Love Island to Terrace House, essentially it's kind of like the same concept. You basically have strangers living together in a house, and usually the purpose, well, Terrace House markets it as a way for like to see how people interact within the house. Its main goal or direction is usually towards romance, and Love Island kind of does the same, because like, you know, you have to like couple up or clear out or something like that. It's such a bad fucking wait. But yeah. Oh my god, I can go on about Terrace House forever, is that okay? You know what, it's my audio. I'm just gonna talk about it anyway. But yeah. With the way that Terrace House is like shot and everything, you know, it's kind of like scenes of a movie, and for some reason it just feels a little bit more real and pretty, because it isn't drama filled. You know, the most amount of drama that you get is like the housemates coming together at the dining table and talking about their problems, and then, you know, sometimes you have like the occasional yelling match, but it's not as if there's like constant drama being ramped up. But at the same, or rather, like when there is drama, you realize that it's not as big of a scale as in Western reality TV. Like, you don't have people who are like literally screaming at each other all the time. There's and all that stuff, you know, it's usually very like hush hush, very quiet, and so people find it a little bit more bearable to watch. And one thing the show kind of prides itself on is the fact that it's boring. Okay, I say boring with quotation marks, but there is something about its boringness that draws people to, like, that makes people want to watch like the next episode, because we're hoping that like drama comes out in the next episode. Or and also because like this whole idea of boringness kind of represents like our daily life. It's just like, it's not supposed to be interesting, you know, like you live your daily life, you wake up, you eat, you do your work, and then you eat, and then you go about your daily routine, and every day is the same, you know, and then you talk to people and you have fun conversations and that's it. And so there is something that feels very real about Terrace House, even though it's definitely staged, you know. And like, one thing I realized while watching the show is that, because like while I watch Western reality TV, there's always a sense of like, oh, this is, you know, it's always possibly that's like, it's scripted, like this is edited to be this way and that way. But with Terrace House, it's just like, because of how calm it is, like I tend to forget that, you know, this is still made for entertainment and entertainment first, you know, like it doesn't actually, like, I don't know, represent anything. It really is just reality TV. It's meant to be entertaining for viewers to watch, you know? But because of the way it's filmed and, like, the scenes that they select and edit and stitch together, like, I completely forgot to tell myself that, like, hey, you should, like, take a step back and, like, know that this isn't real. Or it isn't as real as it makes it out to be. And, you know, it's through, like, editing and everything that you see that there's a lot of symbolism used. Like, one example would be Mayu. Yeah, was Mayu their gravure model? I think so, yeah. And she wanted to hang out with Noah. And so, the conflict, well, the as per se conflict was that, like, oh, it might rain tomorrow. And so, the next day when they were supposed to go out, like, Noah was just like, oh, sorry, the weather looks a bit bad and everything, and so they didn't end up going out. And it cuts to a shot of, like, the I can't remember what that was called, but anyway, there was, like, this doll that you make to wish for, like, a good day, or, like, for, like, good weather for the next day or something like that. And we get a shot of that hanging on a plant, implying that, like, Mayu made that. And so, you know, like, it's just, like, these little things that, like, they use a lot of symbolism and all that. And, like, you know, it's just so, like, properly and, like, smartly stitched and edited together to make it seem like this is real, even though, obviously, it's, like, very much staged, because, like, in real life, there isn't this much symbolism. Do you get what I mean? Like, everything just feels like one big story that's playing out, but we accept it as like reality, which is like super weird. Terrace House has been fucking with my mind, you know. It's been like, it's been a while since like it ended, and yet I still can't help but like go back to various episodes and like just think about what was going on during that point in time, like what is real, what isn't real, how does the show portray itself as well as like Japanese people and Japan as a country, you know? Like, it's crazy how smart the show was, and yet it backfired on them spectacularly, because like when the news about like the incident came out, and you know, people were saying that like it's staged and all that kind of stuff, and then you know, like the dirty truth within Japan, which is like the whole like cyberbullying issue, came up. Like, you start to realize that Japanese, like, their image that Japan had, like, crafted crafted for itself isn't exactly what it seems to be. And it's just so interesting to like read about it and just see what is going on, like how this show, like, you know, had given us this perception of Japan and how like it kind of, and it also like backfired on itself by shattering that image all the way, all the same. But of course, like, you know, that shattering isn't like a super big impact, I would say. At the end of the day, you know, like, good vibes are still associated with Japan. I feel like I shouldn't be saying a lot of this, like, I mean, you know, if you're Japanese and you have lived in Japan, like, I would like to know what you think about the show Terrace House. Like, do you think it's an accurate representation of people in Japan? You know, what are your thoughts on, like, the way this show has portrayed itself to the world and, you know, like, the social, yeah, the social impact it has on the world as well as on the country? Because I do think that, like, the, my problem with global images is that, like, it's so interesting to see, like, how you want your country to be portrayed. And when I started thinking about my home country and how I want it to be portrayed, I was just like, oh, dang, we really do lie a lot. Because, like, there are some things that, like, we omit just to make ourselves look good. Which, you know, it's natural. At the end of the day, you want to build good relations. You always want to put your best self forward. But when you know about, like, the underlying things, it's just like, like, some bad news, should we really be lying about this? And all that kind of stuff. So yeah, global image, it's so fascinating to me. And it also places, like, a really big expectation on the citizens of said country. Like, let's say, let's going back to, like, the idea of Japan and Terrace House. So we see, like, you know, housemates resolving your conflict by having house meetings and just talking it out, and, you know, they say good morning and good evening to each other. I mean, like, everyone does. And then, you know, before eating, they'll always say itadakimasu, and then after eating, it's like gochisousama deshita, etc., etc. You know, like, just these little mannerisms in itself, like, to the public, like, or to, like, international people, to an international audience, it looks like, oh, Japanese people are extremely polite. You know, they're thankful for what they have, and they always show their appreciation for what they have. You know, and it's because of, like, the quietude, kind of like the quiet vibe and the quiet, chill and relaxed vibe that comes to Terrace House that makes people think that, or at least, like, what I thought was that, wow, like, Japan is so calm and quiet, so poised and refined and elegant, you know, they're not uncouth or anything. And I know my mom definitely thinks that, like, she watches, like, Western reality TV and she's just like, I fucking hate it. And I'm just like, she's just like, I fucking hate it, like, it's so trashy. And I'm just like, but that's, like, kind of the point, right? Like, you watch, like, Western reality TV shows because it's trashy. But for Terrace House, you know, you wouldn't call it trashy. Like, you really wouldn't call it trashy. And that's because, like, it has, yeah, it has, like, this elegance and poise to it that makes you think that, like, wow, this is, like, a good show. When in reality, like, it really, it's really just the same, you know? It's just portrayed differently from, like, Western TV, Western reality TV. So, yeah, that's my 2 cents on Terrace House. How long have I been talking for? 28 minutes, okay. Yeah, this playlist is about to repeat itself in, like, 2 more songs. So, probably, like, stop after, like, the 2 songs. But yeah, I really could talk about Terrace House for hours. I feel like there's so much to unpack within, like, the show alone. Like, when I first did my mini essay, I wrote about Aloha State. Let me try to find my essay. Oh, that's too great. I was actually really proud of my essay, like, where is it? There is key. Yeah, my question was, in what ways did the producers of Terrace House adapt the reality TV show to appeal to international audiences? And I talked about Aloha State and, like, reasons as to why it failed and how it also brought people in. So I talked about, like, its appeal as a reality TV show and, like, how it establishes Japan's global image. What else is there? Panelist comments on the situation, as well as the fact that like housemates are encouraged to watch the episodes of Terrace House while you're on the show. Like, it's crazy because like it wasn't reality TV, like especially if you're on like a competition or whatever, like you don't get to see how like the episodes have been edited and anything. So, you know, it really makes you think about like how real it is, because if you can watch the reality show, you know, like at what point are you changing your image because you want to better yourself? At what point are you changing your image because like you don't want people to send you hate instead of actually growing as a person? Oh my god, I can't believe I actually thought that like, I wanted to audition for this fucking show. I can't handle pressure. Yeah, and I talked about Terrace House's temporary relocation to Hawaii. And then, you know, I had like a little chart that says which Terrace House season was the worst. And majority of the people put Aloha State. This is my little... My paragraph. As mentioned earlier, the main appeal of Terrace House was the fact that it provided international viewers a peek into the lives of Japanese people. Terrace House relocation was a failure because it failed to fulfill the role and instead focused on people that were not Japanese by saying that Aloha State was too westernized and everyone was too focused on themselves implies that there is already an expectation of how Japanese people should act, and international viewers are drawn to those mannerisms. There is the expectation that Japanese people are generally courteous and aware of the people around them as opposed to Westerners, more specifically Americans, as the cast mainly has Japanese Americans and Americans who are supposedly more individualistic. Like, already, like, yeah, I talk about, like, the whole idea of, like, expectation and how people should act. And this, not only is this expectation placed on, like, you know, Japanese people as a whole, also, but also, like, the cast that gets to go on the show. And that's, like, crazy because, like, suddenly you have, like, people who are, like, exactly the same. I want to say this point is proven in Aloha State. In episode 10, titled Breakdown, there was an intense argument between two of the housemates, Sherry and Taishi, who are Japanese-American and Trio Japanese, respectively. The premise of the argument was that Sherry had hurt another housemate, Mariko, with her words, and that she was also distancing herself from the rest of the housemates. Ultimately, their issue was resolved, with Mariko apologizing for being too sensitive and Sherry admitting that she was tired of having to appease others. However, Taishi was unhappy with this outcome as he felt that Sherry had no empathy towards others and the two broke out into an argument. Through this interaction alone, Sherry and Taishi fulfilled their respective expectations of what Americans and Japanese are like. Sherry played the role of an individualistic character, simply living her life and doing whatever she wanted. On the other hand, Taishi was empathetic and people-centric. He felt that Sherry should have apologized for her behavior and be more accommodating to those around her. The expected mannerisms depicted by different races and nationalities had already been set, and because Terrace House is meant to revolve around the lives of Japanese people, international viewers did not want to see such American mentality and mannerisms on the show. That is insane to me. This is insane to me. Like, oh my god, I'm reading this and I'm having big brain moments. I have such a big brain. A big Brian, as some would say. Everyone listening, this is just like, okay, is she done with the self-praise? Like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm proud of this paper and I'm so excited to finally, like, expand on it and, like, really focus on and, like, really, like, delve into the show and, like, pick it apart to see, like, what makes it so popular. Why did this season flop? Why did this season flop? Why did this season do a lot better? What was the appeal and everything? There is so much to unpack and I love it. Like, oh my god, you know, like, this paper alone mainly focuses on Aloha State as a season. I don't even touch on, like, the bigger things, you know. Oh, I really can't wait to write, to, like, start on my thesis. As nerdy as that sounds, like, I'm really excited to start on it. Like, I'm excited to delve into this topic of Japan and everything. Like, it's amazing and it's I'm really excited. So yeah, okay, I only have like about like a minute left. I've been recording for like 34 minutes now. Yeah, I apologize if this wasn't the comfort audio that you wanted. I don't know, I figured that because quite a number of people are doing comfort audios, like, you know, I didn't really want to like repeat, rinse and repeat, that kind of thing. So I just thought that, like, you know, if you just wanted to listen to someone talk for like 40 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes, like, you know, I could be that friend, you know, who like calls you just for a bit and just be like, oh my god, I have all these fucking thoughts now in it. And then like 40 minutes later, I'm gonna be like, I'm so sorry for bothering you, and I'm gonna tell, like, I didn't mean for my accent to come out. I think some people will know where I'm from just by that phrase alone. Okay, you know what? Keep it guessing. Please don't expose me in the comments. Yeah. But yeah, thank you for listening. You know, I hope that this made like your night, your evening, your day a little less lonely. And I hope that, you know, you would take like the holidays to kind of like indulge in yourself for a little bit. You know, take a moment to kind of just like rest and relax and, you know, await the new year. 2020 is almost over. 2021 seems to be a little bit brighter and seems to be a little bit better than, seems like it will be a little bit better than this year. The vaccine is rolling out, so hopefully we can return to, why did I burp? Yeah, like hopefully we can return to like a sense of like normalcy soon. Like, you know, we don't want to be living in like this new normal with like where there are like so many restrictions. We want to go back to the old normal, but hopefully, you know, this has taught us to be a little bit more aware of like personal hygiene, be careful what we do, be more mindful towards others, and yeah. Okay, yes, that will be all for me today. Hopefully you enjoyed listening to me talk for like however long this audio is, half an hour, 40 minutes, about the same really. So yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I'm not exactly sure when my next audio will be. I probably will put one out next week before the year ends, but I'm not sure whether it's going to be for Pillow Talk audio or Ganwa audio, so, you know, I guess we'll see. But, you know, if this is the last Pillow Talk audio of the year, then, you know, I'll see you next year. But if it isn't, then I'll see you next week. But, yeah, that's it. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. And it's going to be a new year, and we're going to do better things than we did this year, and the year before, and the years before last year. And, you know, just like Mike's Mike and the wise words of Amy in Amy's Baking Company, it's Christmas, let's go home. Okay, bye!